Well, coming up this month, the Elkhorn Public Library is going to be having a series of programs called Mental Health Mondays, starting September 12th and continuing again on September 19th and then finishing up on September 26th. And they're all going to focus on something just a little bit different as they use September as Mental Health Month. And the last part of this three-part series will feature area author David Peterson, as he's going to be talking about some of his experiences, and he's chronicled some of that in his book, too. And we want to talk a little bit with David here today to kind of talk about the importance of these topics and also specifically about what he's going to be visiting with folks on September 26th during his session. David, how are you today?
Just fine. Very good.
Well, thank you so much for the time here today. I appreciate it.
That's fine. That's okay.
Let's talk a little bit about your book first. Can you talk about the background and how you put this all together?
Yes, I can. Let me back up. I had a pretty traumatic childhood, and it carried over into adulthood. And I had to start seeing a psychiatrist and a therapist because of my mental, whatever. And one day when I was seeing a therapist, she wanted me to start journaling. I had never journaled before. And so she helped me with it, and I started journaling. And after she had read some of my journaling notes, she said, "David, I think this could make for a good book." Well, that's how it really got started. And at a Peterson family reunion, I happened to mention it to a relative who is a retired college professor and has written quite a bit herself. So she said, "Well, I'll edit it for you," which then things got started. I'm not real computer techie, but I did learn how to use a thumb drive with Elaine's help. That's my cousin. And so for 6 years, we passed a thumb drive back and forth between Harlan, Iowa and Minneapolis, Minnesota. And the book was finally published and last September, sometime around there. And so the book chronicles my traumatic childhood and the events that took place as I got older and going into adulthood and the mental illness that finally, it came to the top and I had to start dealing with it. And I thought I was okay, but I was not, and so I'm fine now. I still see a psychiatrist on a regular basis about every 3 to 4 months, and it's basically just to check up on my medications that I take. And my therapist, we're kind of a holding pattern. She kind of dismissed me, but she said, "If anything comes up, make sure you call me." So that's where we're at with the therapist. And so that's what basically the book is about. And the beginning part of the book, it can be very difficult to read. It was very difficult for me to write. But as I wrote more, I got some more healing and progressed. And finally, I'm on the mend. I feel very well. And I know that I have a security blanket that I can fall back on, and so I'm doing well.
Sure. A lot of folks talk about wanting to become an author and write a book, but boy, it's a tough topic, especially when you're writing about yourself and maybe not about all the things that you'd really want necessarily the world to know about. How do you get to a point where you're willing to share those things?
Yeah, it is. And like I said, it was very difficult at first. I didn't really want to open up that much. But it turned out to be very therapeutic on my part. And the therapist was very pleased that I started the journal, and she liked what I was journaling. And so we carried on from there. And like I said, it was really tough to do at the beginning. And I had to shed a few tears, but we got through it.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, who would the book appeal to?
Well, it would appeal to anybody that either has or is experiencing some depression, some anxiety, and somebody who is either experiencing or has experiencing some difficulty with military separation. And all those things are kind of mentioned in the book. And so it can appeal to quite a wide range. And that was one of the key things about doing the book. I wanted it to appeal to somebody. And then I had that was one goal. And the other goal was that my father was in the military, but he died of cancer at a very young age. And I think I was about 9 or 10. And unfortunately, some nice relatives encouraged me to kind of take over. And that's where the problem started to begin. And a 9 or 10 year old cannot be the head of a household. And it just progressively got worse. And then a couple years later, I had a younger sister that died. She had just turned 5 and was looking forward to starting kindergarten, but she didn't survive and therefore could not start kindergarten. A few years later, my mother passed away from suicide. And then years later, my wife and I lost a twin daughter. So it covers death pretty heavily in the book. And death is something that, for me, was quite difficult to deal with. And I'm sure it probably is difficult to deal with some other people, too. And so that was the one reason for writing the book. And the second goal was, because of all those deaths, I wanted to start a scholarship for a graduating senior that plans to major in special education. My father never graduated from high school. My mother never graduated from high school. Corrine, she never got to start kindergarten. And, of course, the baby never got to start kindergarten either. So that was my second goal in writing the book.
Very good.
Hopefully the funds will generate enough to start a scholarship. So.
You bet. David, when you have sessions, when you have an opportunity to sit and discuss the book and discuss these issues with people, what kind of questions, what kind of feedback do you get?
So far, I have gotten a tremendous amount of positive feedback. I don't think we have received one negative comment to this date. And we've sold or given away something in the neighborhood of a little over 200 books. So out of 200, it's been very positive to people, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. Is your session, is it an open session? Do you encourage feedback?
You bet. I really encourage it, and sometimes people will not be courageous enough to step forward and ask a question, but I can egg them on a little bit, and I think we've had some very nice discussions and some good turnouts, and like I said, it's been very positive, and I'm really glad about that because somebody is getting some help from it.
Well, I would bet with this type of a topic, too, it's probably sometimes one of those things where after you get done visiting maybe with some folks, that when most of the room has emptied, someone comes forward privately to discuss maybe how they should take their next steps.
Yes, that does happen, and it's quite often that happens. And so I think that's another sign that it is reaching some of the people that it needs to reach. And again, I'm very thankful for that.
The whole purpose in doing this initially was, as a journal, was to help you with your realization and being able to turn this into a book to help others make that realization themselves and get the help that they very well might need. It's got to be really, really sense of accomplishment.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah, very good.
At first, I had no idea that it was going to be helping so many people, but it is, and that's wonderful.
You bet.
And my cousin that did the editing, she did just a superb job. I've never written anything in my life other than a term paper from college, and not very well. But she was excellent and really helped me through the whole process.
Yeah.
And she even found a publisher for me. So that's a big plus.
Yep. Well, I've got listed here, I Walk the Darkest Valleys to Freedom. That's the name of the book?
That is correct.
Very good. And David's session is coming up again. That'll be on September 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Elkhorn Public Library. And they would welcome as many folks as they can handle to stop by and enjoy the session and maybe get something out of it that might help you or a loved one. And also those other sessions, too, on September 12th, they'll talk about the grieving process. And on September 19th, it's about self-care. And they'll have different folks speaking at those sessions as well, all at 6:30 p.m. as part of their Mental Health Monday series at the Elkhorn Public Library. Author David Peterson sharing with us here today. He'll be the feature on that September 26th session. David, thank you so much for sharing today and all that you've done, and continued success. Hope you have a great turnout.
Well, you're welcome, and I would add that on the cover of the book, you'll see two guys. One is myself, and the other is our son, Joshua. And he's a miracle child, too, and he's kind of mentioned in the book. He fell about 30-some feet from a motel balcony when he was 3 years old and wasn't expected to live. But he did, and he's had some issues, but for the most part, he's doing well. He's on his own. He lives in Iowa City and is a custodian for the Iowa City School District. And the third person on that cover is a figure of Jesus Christ. And if it hadn't been for relating my deepest, darkest moments to Christ, we probably wouldn't be talking here today. And so the image of Christ was put on that cover by Mike Wolhutter. He's a new photographer here in Harlan and does a superb job.
Excellent. Well,
and the cost of the book is only $15. So.
Very good. Well, and it's helped you get to where you are today and hopefully continuing to help others make that journey as well. Again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.